I'm a coding bootcamp grad. I graduated 2 years ago, and when I came out of it, I thought I was going to know everything I needed to know in order to be the best freelance web developer in the entire world. That, however, did not happen, and I wish I would have known what I wasn't going to learn at a coding bootcamp rather than expecting to learn it and then come out frustrated that I didn't know how to do certain things after having graduated from a coding bootcamp, after having spent money and time learning all of these new things, which was helpful. I appreciate everything I did learn, but I didn't learn everything. And there's no way you could. Like, it's a 4 month, 6 month, a couple weeks long bootcamp. There's no way of learning everything that you could potentially require for being a freelance web developer or a web designer or a software developer. Yes, you're gonna learn what you need to, but I'm here to tell you the things that you should not expect to learn from a coding bootcamp, because you're just not gonna learn it. And that's okay. There's no time for it. It's out of the realms of what most bootcamps offer. And so I'm here to avoid discouragement before you even sign up for a bootcamp or after graduating from a bootcamp. Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura, and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can. But for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. Hopefully this episode helps you put realistic measures as to what you will actually come out with from a coding bootcamp. Web design might be something that you are expecting to learn out of a coding bootcamp, but unfortunately, it's not really something that a lot of coding bootcamps focus on, which is weird because I know one of the reasons that I probably signed up or even considered learning to code in the first place was to be able to create incredible websites, right? However, the way that the industry is being broken down these days is the fact that now we have front-end developers, back-end developers, full-stack developers, web designers, UI, UX, there's so many ways that this industry is capable of breaking down different career paths that you can get very specific. And one of the things that a coding bootcamp truly focuses on is the coding part of it, right? So you're not really gonna focus on a lot of the design aspects like UI, UX design. You're not gonna really tackle things like a perfect layout for web design. You might cover, you know, the basics, especially when it comes to responsive design. You wanna make sure that you build a website that's useful both in mobile, tablet, desktop, and any other screen size that you could imagine. However, the actual design aspect itself, which colors go well with each other, what the design flow might be, where people should be clicking, which fonts match other fonts, all of the really detailed design aspect of building a website, you might not even cover at all in a coding bootcamp. So if your end goal is to become a web designer, a website designer, where you are focused on creating the designs as well as building out pretty static websites, then you might want to look at different ways of getting into this career path. Coding bootcamp might not be the best fit for you. However, nowadays, a lot of coding bootcamps do realize that this is a track that a lot of people do want to follow. And so many of the larger bootcamps do offer kind of a totally different career path within their coding bootcamp realm. They might have one that's full stack development, web app development, web design, which if that's something that you want to do, then totally go down that path. But just be aware that you know exactly what you're getting into before signing up for a bootcamp. And probably more importantly is make sure you know what you want to do once you get out of the bootcamp. Because a lot of times, and I've talked about this in the past, but a lot of times people will come into a coding bootcamp kind of just saying like, I want a job as a developer, not really knowing what their end goal is, what kind of jobs they want, what kind of things they want to work on when they're out of a coding bootcamp. And having that end goal in sight first can really help you backtrack and choose the right path for you, whether it is a coding bootcamp or a different curriculum altogether. So website design, I will repeat, is not something that a lot of coding bootcamps focus on. And I think one of the reasons why they don't actually focus on the design is because a lot of the larger companies or even startups typically have designers, whether they're website designers, graphic designers, UI, UX designers, they have designers whose primary job is to create a design. Those designs are then handed off to the developers to actually create the website from those designs. Most of the time, a company's structural breakdown is going to be designers on one side, developers on another. And yes, the designers will be creating the designs for the websites, but the developers are the ones who are actually taking those designs and making them into websites. One point I do want to make though is this doesn't mean that if you choose a coding bootcamp and really want to focus on the developing part of it, that you can't go back and learn design elsewhere. Like, there's definitely different courses, online tutorials, blogs, all of these things that you can tackle and use your outside resources to learn a little bit more about the design aspect of a developer world of this industry. However, it's not going to be the main focus of your bootcamp. Typically, there's of course a lot of bootcamps out there and yours might actually focus on this, but the ones that I've seen typically don't. So that's my little spiel on not learning web design, because as creative as I wish I were, I'm actually not all that great in design. I can build a website using HTML, CSS, React, whatever you want, but I cannot for the life of me design a really good website. I struggle with the colors, I struggle with the layout. It's something that obviously I can learn. And as a freelancer, you do kind of have to pick up those skills along the way, but it's not something you're gonna get out of a coding bootcamp. On to my next point. Another thing that I talk about quite a bit when it comes to coding bootcamps is the fact that you need to put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of commitment to actually learning the things that you need to learn. And discipline is not something that you're gonna learn from a coding bootcamp. It's something that you're gonna have to pull from yourself in order to truly complete the bootcamp. Yes, a lot of bootcamps come with a structured schedule. Yes, a lot of bootcamps require you to be in a classroom or in a virtual classroom at a certain time, a couple times a week. However, sitting in class and absorbing new subjects versus actually taking those new things that you're learning and applying it, creating projects, practicing coding challenges, creating a portfolio, all of these things require a lot of time and effort, which you've heard me say 1,000 times before. And discipline isn't something that can really be taught, but it's something that is truly crucial if you do want to complete a bootcamp in a good amount of time, if you want to complete it and really make the most out of it. And most importantly, if you do want to become a developer, you're going to need the discipline to sit down and practice those coding challenges, to be able to get technical interviews, to be able to apply to jobs and then actually have a job and do the work that you need to do. You can't just kind of go through the motions of going through bootcamp, absorbing information, but not actually applying it to anything. So discipline is something, again, that it can't really be taught by anybody else. It's something that has to come from you. That's something that I mention a lot, is it comes with good time management, good efforts, good attitude. All of these things is actually sitting down and doing the work. So don't expect the coding bootcamp to teach you and to do the work for you. They will teach you everything you need to know, but it's up to you to actually put in the work and get started as a developer. As you might already know, the reason why coding bootcamps have become so popular is the fact that you are learning a lot of information in a short amount of time. What's being shaved off in the learning process in comparison to, let's say, a computer science degree is the fact that you are missing out on a lot of the in-depth, super heavy theory that goes behind software development. A computer science degree, for example, might have you take math and logical and engineering classes and chemistry and all of these things that aren't directly tied to software development, but they might help you get a bigger understanding and make those bigger picture connections between creating a larger app or building a larger software or dealing with way bigger picture things when it comes to organizing code and organizing databases and all of these things. So don't expect to learn these big picture concepts with these super in-depth theory classes, because there's simply not enough time for that. That's not to say that you can't go outside of the bootcamp and learn these things yourself. It's not to say that going forward as a developer in your job, as you face different projects and different challenges, that you will embed and be exposed to these larger concepts and ideas. However, it's not something that you are really expected to learn within a bootcamp. If that is something that really interests you and you haven't decided whether you want to do a bootcamp or a computer science degree, then maybe look at the computer science degree route, especially if you want to become a professor in the subject or if you want to deal with those bigger, larger concepts of software development. But don't expect it to learn within a couple weeks, 4, 5, 6 months journey, because it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. So another thing that you might encounter when you're applying to jobs as a required skill is to know some kind of project management style or skill, such as Agile or Scrum. And a lot of times those are required, but you can't really have experience in them until you work in a field that offers that kind of management. Of course, as a freelancer or as a student, you can apply those methodologies to your everyday learning, to your everyday organization of life. However, to have true experience in that as a software developer is something that you can only truly receive within a working environment. So again, that's not something that the bootcamp can offer. Some bootcamps might kind of go over the methodologies with you. Agile versus Scrum, you might learn what it's about, how it might work, but to really understand the ins and outs of what it might look like on a day-to-day can only come from actual experience, unfortunately. And so that's not something that you should expect to get out of a coding bootcamp, especially when every company and every project manager deals with projects differently. So that's something to keep in mind both for yourself going into the bootcamp, but also when you're applying to jobs, understand that. Learn that you can learn the methodologies, you can learn what it's about, but you won't actually be truly exposed to it until you are on the job. But of course, be open to learning it. Something that might sound very silly, but that you also won't learn at a coding bootcamp is a bunch of quick tips. So what I mean by that are things that you'll see other senior developers do almost on a daily basis, but you'll never actually learn how to do it. Things like how to properly set up your text editor, your working environment, your editing. Something that might sound very silly, but is very true, is that you won't learn a lot of the quick tips that senior developers like to use and that you'll oftentimes see in YouTube tutorials, or if you're following along with somebody more senior level than you, they are experts in knowing all of these quick tricks on their laptops within the text editor. So these are the things that you're not gonna have time to learn within a coding bootcamp, but it's definitely something that is going to make you more of a senior level developer if you do take the time kind of on your own and learn these tricks, like how to properly set up your text editor, all and any shortcuts in your working environment, how to maneuver through your code quickly, how to highlight things fast. And as silly as it may sound, these are things that you'll see other people do and it makes them go quicker and be more efficient. And as you know, a lot of software developers like to be very efficient with their work, and taking the time to learn some of these keyboard shortcuts, for example, can really make your learning process go a bit more smoothly if you take time outside of the bootcamp to learn these things, but don't expect to learn them within the bootcamp. Another thing that I found very frustrating when leaving the bootcamp was not knowing exactly how to freelance from beginning to end. So yes, you learn how to build static websites, you learn how to build web apps, and maybe a few other things deal with databases, but the process of actually being a freelancer from beginning to end, from finding a client, creating a pay structure, realizing or finding out how much time it takes you to complete certain kinds of projects, how much you should charge for those projects, all of these things, and then actually building out the project itself, what's the order you should do it in, all of these small details that are very crucial when becoming a freelancer, you're not gonna necessarily know how to do or how to fully manage that within a bootcamp, because obviously the bootcamp's job is not to make you a freelancer, it's to give you the tools to become a developer. And you can definitely freelance as a developer. I've been doing it for quite some time now, but there's a lot more behind the scenes that goes into freelancing than just knowing how to code. Obviously, that's the number one thing if that's the service that you're selling, but there's a lot of business related things, kind of housekeeping business stuff that is just not part of any bootcamp's curriculum. So if freelancing is your end goal, just keep that in mind and maybe start asking other freelancers how they do it and finding other resources to help you become a better freelancer. And the very last thing that I'll say about things that I did not learn in a coding bootcamp but was expecting to is the power of networking and how to actually go about networking. Yes, some bootcamps offer career coaching, and within that you're expected to go out and network and reach out to other people. However, there is not really a section within any coding bootcamp's curriculum that will teach you how to network, how to reach out to people, what to say to technical recruiters versus other developers versus senior developers. Like there's different ways of going about networking, especially depending on the stage that you're at. So if you're a beginner developer and you're just getting started, you're obviously not going to be reaching out to higher level recruiting companies or recruiters or technical recruiters because you're not at that point looking for a job. If you're getting started, you might want to reach out to other developers getting started, other mentors, teachers, people who are going to be able to help you out and be a good fit for you during this time of learning. Once you start getting out of the bootcamp and you're graduating and you're ready to start applying for jobs, that's a whole different kind of networking where you're networking in order to find a job. You want to find people who have access to recruiters. You want to find people who are willing to vouch for the work that you've done, as well as surrounding yourself with people who are going to help you get advanced as a developer as well. So there's obviously different kinds of networking, and no coding bootcamp or anybody really is going to hold your hand and tell you, hey, let's go talk to this person together. It's totally up to you to get comfortable with networking and realizing who to network with and how to do it. I think it's something that takes a little bit of time, a lot of practice, but can take you a very long way as far as your journey into coding and becoming a developer. And with that said, don't be scared again to go outside of the realms of your coding bootcamp to actually network. Find yourself And I've talked about this in previous episodes, you can check that out. In previous episodes where I talk about the importance of having a community and networking is to find yourself a group outside of the coding bootcamp where you're practicing coding. Find people who are senior level developers who are willing to help you out. And of course, people who are willing to vouch for the fact that you actually went through the bootcamp and you learned something within it. So that concludes my personal list of things that I thought I was going to learn within a coding bootcamp but didn't. And I hope that you are able to take this list and make a little bit more of a realistic expectation with your bootcamp and get less frustrated in the long run for not having learned the things that you might have thought you were going to learn. That being said, if you did enjoy this podcast episode, please don't forget to subscribe and rate on Apple Podcasts, as well as liking and leaving a comment below if you are watching on YouTube. And if you want to find out when new episodes are coming, then the easiest and quickest way is to hit the bell notification on this video in order to get notified whenever new videos and podcast episodes are posted. Thanks again for listening and making it all the way to the end of this podcast. I enjoy you being here, and I will catch you next week. Ciao!